for our next segment, we've got an interview with a local band that's been doing big things in Southern Colorado, and that band is Eros and the Eschaton.
Eros and the Eschaton was started by Kate Perdoni and Adam Hawkins way back in 2013. Since then, they've been picked up by the legendary record label Bar None, which released their first album, Home Address for Civil War. They've played shows all over the country, and their music has been featured everywhere from Stereo Gum to a commercial for the surfwear company Billabong. Their second album, Weight of Matter, comes out this month, and we invited Adam and Kate into the studio to speak with Jeff Bury and to give us a sneak preview of a few songs from the record.
All right, let's take a listen.
Kate Perdoni and Adam Hawkins from the band Eros and the Eschaton here in the studios this morning. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, great to be here.
Brand new album that's yet to be released. You're going to have a release date on the 19th of August. New album is called Weight of Matter.
Yes.
Yes. And a new Bar None recording. Let's talk for just a minute about this Bar None business. For our listeners, let me just give you an indication of some of the bands that Bar None has worked with. They might be Giants, Yola Tango, 10,000 Maniacs, Luca Bloom, Esquivel, the old studio recordings of Esquivel, Juliana Hatfield, Evan Dando. Great list of artists, of which now you guys have two records out on Bar None Records.
Soon to be.
How did this happen? How do you get a record deal with a national and really international label?
I mean, it was a total fluke. We're just really lucky. We just released one video. We hadn't even played a show yet together. We were living in North Carolina, and our buddies who do a roving like videography tour, so they'll go on tour and tape music videos of bands in different cities, they asked us if they could come to Greensboro, where we were living at the time, and shoot a video of us. So we had to learn quickly a song, and we performed it. And we'd been recording and experimenting, you know, with our first record for a while, but we'd put a few songs out on Bandcamp. So essentially, we weren't really a real band. And so we released this video through Love Drunk out of Omaha, Nebraska. And the Spinto Band is a band that used to be on Bar None Records, and they had also done one of these Love Drunk videos. So Bar None saw the Spinto Band video, and then it flipped over to our video next, because we were next on the line.
You were like on the B-side of the Spinto
Band.
Yeah,
and they watched it, yeah, and they loved it, and they emailed us that day. So.
And they checked out. I think we had like two songs posted online at that time.
Yeah,
and they checked out what we had online, and we're just kind of curious what we had going on.
So you got a record deal without even having a record.
We never even
or
pitched.
A band.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's funny because think about how much work, you know, we've both been in bands for, you know, the better part of our lives at this point. So how much work goes into kind of pitching and getting your music out there and kind of, you know, sending demos. And I used to send demos to Bar None when I was a teenager.
Well, the new album is very nice. You guys are masters of the shoegaze pop sound. I'm a big shoegaze fan. And I've seen you perform, Kate. You're kind of a shoegazer performer. The new album, Weight of Matter, and I, you know, I picked a couple of tunes out of this that I'd like to play. The first one, it's called Cry, and you pointed out to me that Cry is a classic country standard covered by the likes of Tammy Wynette. And who wrote this?
It was written by Churchill Coleman, and Johnny Ray was the first person who had a hit with it in 1951. So Churchill Coleman...
Never heard of him.
Yeah, he was an African-American songwriter who wrote this song, Cry, while I guess he was working in a dry cleaning factory as the night watchman in Pennsylvania.
Interesting.
So, yeah, but Tammy Wynette's version, you know, Willie Nelson, et cetera. Just a song I grew up with, really.
We're going to juxtapose these. We're going to play the Tammy Wynette, and then we're going to play the Eros and the Eschaton version.
Cool.
If your sweetheart sends a letter of goodbye, no secret. He'll feel better if you cry. If your sweetheart sends a letter of goodbye, it's no secret. You feel better if you cry. When waking from a bad dream, don't you sometimes think it's real?
It's a poignant breakup song. You just like the old standard?
It just was one that when we listened to it, we really liked the song. And I kind of had a vision of how we could do it right away. And then we did it, and it came together really well. And we actually didn't record it with the intention of putting it on the album.
Hmm.
And we were putting the kind of the final tracks together for the album. And
just noticed just that it fit.
Kind of a last second thing. We're like, why don't we just throw this song on it?
Yeah.
So do you think it'll show up anywhere else on some country standard shoegaze compilation
yeah,
disc?
Probably sometime.
That'd be so cool. I love it. Another tune that really stuck out when I listened to this was Shadow Forth.
This is kind of bizarre, but this was actually an outtake from the first record. So
really?
The song Shadow Forth actually appears on the first album as a shoegazy, loud rock and roll song, and that's how we play it. But we had recorded this version, and again, it was like we were kind of piecing together the album. You know, you look at the whole landscape of how the album flows, and this song was like a nice kind of little reprieve. It's just an orchestral arrangement that we worked out while we were living in North Carolina, and we didn't do too much else to it to kind of get it album ready for this one. So,
well, let's have a listen.
I wrote this song in my early 20s when I was living in Minneapolis. There's a line in the song that, so I was writing this song up in my room, and I went outside to smoke a cigarette, and this guy walked by with his little son, and the son looked up at me and he said, "How you doing, snowflake?" And I was like, that's it. And I went upstairs and like wrote that into the song, so it's "How you doing, snowflake."
Wonderful. Shadow Forth, available on the new album Weight of Matter. New from Eros and the Eschaton, the album out end of August, available on Bar None Records. All right, I'm going to give you guys the choice to pick a tune off of the CD that you like.
I would say Weight of Matter. It's the title track for the album. I don't know if it's going to be a single, but I think it deserves to be. And this is a song that my buddy James Finch from Ames wrote, and then we rearranged it and changed it quite a bit.
Who is James Finch? James Finch.
He's an old buddy of mine from Ames. He and I played in a band together probably almost 15 years ago. And when we were recording the first album, I contacted him and said, "Hey man, do you mind if we use..." Because he doesn't really play live anymore at all. So I just asked him if we could use some of his older songs. And he's always writing songs. So I just kind of asked him if he'd be interested in being essentially a ghostwriter for the band. And he jumped on board, and
cool.
Yeah. So he's our mysterious ghost member.
Let's hear it. Weight of Matter, title track to the new Bar None release from Eros and the Eschaton.
With the weight of all this matter, I am shocked we haven't shattered. Let's get sick, dear. Let's get better. Let's free ourselves from this tether.
So we should also credit your band members, Alex Koshak on drums, Mitch Makura, he's playing keys on the album, Ryan Spradlin, bass, and as you just mentioned, James Finch, who is the ghostwriter of this song, old buddy.
Yep.
So, Kate, Adam, what does Bar None Records insist that you do that you wouldn't otherwise be doing as musicians? I mean, this is a national label with a serious artist roster. Do you have to do in-store performances in Little Rock, Arkansas?
I think the coolest part about Bar None is that they don't really expect us to do anything that we wouldn't normally do. Like, we're still very much in control of what we're doing and what where we want to go. And they have input into that, and they push us to do more, and then they also kind of tell us, you know, we think it'd be a good idea to do this sort of thing, but we're still very much in control of everything that's going on. They're super great to work with in that regard. They're not trying to control anything.
So following up on that, Adam, what input did they have in this new album? Where did they tell you to go that you maybe wouldn't have thought of, or where did they push you?
We turned in kind of the first batch of rough mixes, and they gave us maybe a paragraph of, you know, feedback, and it was all simple things, and at the end they said, this is just what we think, we trust
take
you guys
it.
You know, you can listen to it or you can totally disregard it.
Yeah, it was kind of cool because when we did give them the final mixes and stuff, we got to have kind of the phone conversation, like conference call with them, that I think I've been dreaming of my whole life, where, you know, since they have so much history and working with all these amazing artists over the last like 30 years, you know, they would say stuff like, oh, this song and the theme of this song reminds me of this They Might Be Giants song, and this is what they talked about and we talked when we released it. And so they just had all these really cool like lines of connection, like right, through music history. So that was kind of fascinating.
Very cool to be tied into that.
Yeah,
for sure now.
Yeah,
right? You guys are making your mark, showing up in Spin Magazine, Denver Best of Shows, South by Southwest, commercial. Great success. Thank you guys for coming in, spending your time with us this morning. Thank you guys.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
That was Jeff Bury speaking with Kate Perdoni and Adam Hawkins of the band Eros and the Eschaton. Their new album, Weight of Matter, comes out August 19th, and they'll be throwing an album release show at the Flux Capacitor in Colorado Springs that happens August 26th. You're listening to Aircheck from KRCC.